Father, we thank you for this time. Far, vi takker deg for denne stunden her, sånn, og vi ber igjen om at du skal få lov til å forfriske våre hjerter her, våre sinn, og at vi skal merke at du taler til oss, Herre, I Jesu Kristi navn. Så, Pastor, please.
So I want to talk about the future of China and the impact on East Asia.
Så vi skal snakke om Kinas fremtid og en del av den innflytelsen som du har på Øst-Asia.
This emphasizes on China being a missionary China.
Og dette et fokus på Kina som et misjons-Kina.
So the Chinese church and Israel's destiny are linked together.
Så Kinas kirke og Israels fremtid faktisk koblet nær sammen.
This is because of the great back to Jerusalem gospel movement.
Dette på grunn av den tilbake til Jerusalem evangeliske bevegelsen.
All the Christians in China say we go from the Great Wall of China to the Wailing Wall of Jerusalem.
Så alla kinesiska kristna, de säger vi ska från den stora muren I Kina till den västliga muren I Jerusalem.
Two big famous walls.
Det är de två berömda murarna.
And we talk about the Gospel Silk Road.
Och man snackar om att det har rest genom evangeliets nå silkevägar.
And so God has opened the Gospel Silk Road and the gospel came to China.
Gud har öppnat dessa vägar för att evangeliet kom till Kina.
But it's going to go back to where it began, Israel.
Men det kommer att gå tillbaka där det började I Israel.
Though we said China is, they call themselves the middle nation, the most important nation place in the world is, of course, Jerusalem.
Selv om Kina kaller seg for midtens rike, så jo den viktigste nasjonen og det viktigste stedet I verden Jerusalem.
There's a wall around old Jerusalem, and there's a gate called the Eastern Gate.
Og det en mur rundt hele Jerusalem, og den østporten det en av portene der.
And it's blocked now until the Messiah comes back.
Den blokkert fortsatt, inntil Messias kommer igjen.
Behind that Eastern Gate is the Dome of the Rock, also called Mount Moriah.
Men bak der så også Klippemoskeen, eller som heter Moria. Fjellet.
Where Abraham offered Isaac.
Dette var der Abraham offret Isak.
And it's the location of Solomon's temple.
Det også stedet for Salomos tempel.
And the Christians believe the Messiah will come back to Jerusalem through the eastern gate.
Og de kristne tror altså at Jesus vil komme tilbake gjennom denne østlige porten.
So the eastern gate would be here just in front of this temple, of this mosque.
Så østporten rett foran moskeen på den ene siden av muren.
Well, in the Six-Day War, Jerusalem was East Jerusalem was liberated by the Israelis.
I seksdagerskrigen 1967 så blev Øst-Jerusalem frigjort.
The Wailing Wall is the most sacred place of Judaism.
Och för judarna så västmuren eller klagemuren det viktigaste stället för judarna.
And every year millions of Jews and Christians pray here.
Och vart år så det miljoner av judiska och kristna som ber här.
Jews pray for their Messiah to come.
Judar ber att Messias ska komma.
Christians pray for Jesus to return.
Och kristna ber om att Kristus ska komma tillbaka.
But before Jesus returns, the gospel must be preached to every nation, every ethnic group.
Men för han kan komma tillbaka, må evangeliet förkynnas till alla etniska grupper.
And it's the gospel of the kingdom.
Det evangeliet om rike.
Jesus says, "Proclaim the kingdom of God is here."
Förkynna att himmelens rike här.
Heal the sick. Open the blind eyes, cast out the devils, raise the dead.
Helbred de syke, kast ut demoner, oppvekk døde.
It's preaching with not only proclamation but demonstration.
Forkynnelse ikke bare proklamasjon, men også demonstrasjon.
And I don't care what your eschatology book says or what the false prophets say. Jesus is not going to come back until every ethnic group has heard the gospel.
Og det spiller nesten ingen rolle hvilken bakgrunn du har for tanke med Jesu gjenkomst til syvende og sist. Den kommer jo, men altså det som viktig å forkynne evangeliet, og det skal forkynnes til alle før han kommer igjen.
Because that is what Jesus said.
Det det Jesus sier.
Well, we have the Great Commission to world evangelism.
Vi har misjonsbefalingen som skal handle om verdensmisjon.
The gospel began in Israel actually from Antioch.
Evangeliet begynner I Israel fra Antiochia spesielt.
It went throughout Europe.
Og gjennom hele Europa.
After the Reformation, it went to North and South America and Africa.
Etter reformasjonen så var det til Nord-Amerika, Sør-Amerika, Afrika.
And then the gospel came back to Asia again in the 19th, 20th century.
Tilbake til Asia igjen på 20. århundre.
Now all the Asian nations are seeing great revival.
Alle de asiatiske land ser en stor vekkelse.
All of our churches are growing.
Alle kirker vokser.
They're packed with young people.
fullt av unge mennesker der.
Of course there's persecution and poverty and all kinds of problems.
Det forfølgelse og fattigdom, alle typer problemer.
But Jesus has built his church throughout Asia.
Men Jesus bygger sin kirke gjennom hele Asia.
And then the goal is to take the gospel from Asia back to Jerusalem.
Og målet å bringe evangeliet nå fra Asia og gjennom hele Asia tilbake til Jerusalem.
And that's when we're going to fulfill the great commission in Matthew 28 verse 19.
Og derfor så oppfyller dette, altså Matteus 28:19.
So you can see this Chinese, but the gospel began in Israel.
Her ser du et kinesisk typisk kart med Kina I midten.
And then it didn't go to the east, it went to the west.
Og så gikk ordet vestover.
It went to Rome.
Til Roma.
It went throughout Europe.
Ja, Europa.
And went to England.
England.
Then it went around the world.
Og rundt kloden.
It came to North America.
Kom til Nord-Amerika.
Now there has been many missionaries from North America.
Mange misjonærer fra Nord-Amerika.
Then it came back in the 1920th century back to Asia.
Så kom det 1920 århundret tilbake til Asia.
Here to China.
Til Kina.
To Korea.
Korea.
To India.
India.
And it's going back through the western back on to Jerusalem.
Og så skal det tilbake til Jerusalem.
This is Brother Yun who has a vision for that.
Broder Yun, han har en visjon om dette.
The gospel began in Jerusalem. It went west.
Ordet gikk fra Jerusalem vestover.
It went to Rome.
Til Roma.
From Rome, it went to England.
Til England.
From England, it went to America.
USA.
From America, went to Korea.
Korea.
Then it went to China.
Også Kina.
And then it went to the western part of China.
Og vestlige del av Kina.
And from that, it's going to the Middle East.
Og til Midtøsten.
All the way back to Jerusalem.
Hele veien tilbake til Jerusalem.
Jesus said, "If you love me, feed my sheep."
Jesus sa, "Hvis du elsker meg, gi mine får lam."
The sign of a servant is that he serves. That he serves. And Jesus said, "If you serve the least of these, my brethren, you are serving me."
Hvis du tjener disse mine minste, så tjener du meg.
If you do not serve the least of these, my brethren, you're not serving me.
Hvis ikke du tjener disse mine minste, så tjener du ikke meg.
And all these nations do have Christians.
Alle disse nasjoner har kristne.
But they need the word.
Men de trenger ordet.
They need the Bible.
De trenger Bibelen.
They need training.
De trenger trening.
They need support.
Og støtte.
Because they're going to finish the Great Commission.
For de skal fullføre den store misjonsbefalingen.
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, "Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel."
Paulus sier I 1. Korinther 9, «Ve meg om jeg ikke forkynner evangeliet.»
If I preach it with a willing heart, I have a reward.
For om jeg forkynner med et villig hjerte, så har jeg en forventning om lønn.
But even if I'm not willing to, I have a stewardship, I have a responsibility to preach the gospel.
Men mot min vilje så har jeg blitt betrodd en forvalterskap.
There's a well-known song and a poem written, it's called Dedicated to the Unknown Preacher.
Det en kjent dikt som heter Dedikert til en ukjent predikant.
It says the dawn is about to come, but everything looks difficult, hard and gloomy.
Morgenen I ferd med å komme, men alt virker vanskelig.
But this man said, it's my own hand, my own feet. I am willing to go to preach the gospel.
Men han sier, det mine egne hender som jeg villig til å gå og forkynne evangeliet.
He says, I know I'm going to lose my freedom.
Jeg vet jeg skal tape min frihet.
He says, I probably am going to be martyred.
Jeg kommer antagelig til å være martyr.
But I'm going to go to Golgotha with Jesus.
Men jeg skal gå til
Golgotha med Jesus. I'm going to go to Calvary with Jesus.
Jeg skal gå sammen
med ham. I'm not going to retreat.
Jeg skal ikke trekke meg tilbake.
It's one of the most favorite songs in all of China.
Det en av de mest berømte sangene I hele Kina.
He's not famous like Billy Graham or, you know, Morris Cyril or some people you know.
Det ikke som Billy Graham og Morris Cyril eller andre predikanter du kjenner til.
But there's hundreds and thousands of these people.
Hundrevis og tusenvis
av disse. To me, they are the heroes.
De har på en måte som helter.
But the greatest hero of missions is the Apostle Paul.
Men den største helten Paulus.
He says in Romans 15, I don't want to boast about anything. I'm only going to boast about what Jesus did through me.
Han sier I Romerne 15 at jeg skal ikke rose meg av noe annet enn det Jesus har gjort gjennom meg.
Today people give you their cards and their doctor of theology or philosophy or reverend or right reverend, whatever.
I dag får du visitkortene der jeg doktor av filosofi og det pastor og det ene og det andre.
Paul was the most educated sitting under Gamaliel, which was like the Confucius of his day.
Paulus, han var særdeles velutdannet når han sitter ved Gamaliel. Sine føtter også, som skulle jobbe under Confucius. Det var det beste du kunne få av utdannet.
A Roman citizen, highly educated.
Han var romersk borger, høyt utdannet.
But I'm not going to talk about that.
Han sier, jeg vil ikke snakke om det.
But I want you to know, he said, God used me to make the Gentiles obey him.
Men Gud har brukt meg å få hedningene til å adlyde ham.
This is in Romans chapter 15. You can read in your Bible later.
Det er Romerne 15, 18-21. Du kan se det
der. By signs and wonders.
Tegn og under, sier han.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kraften I den hellige ånd.
I've asked thousands of people in China, how did you become a Christian?
Jeg har spurt tusener av kristne I Kina, hvordan ble du kristen?
Everybody said because of the miracles I heard or saw.
Alle svarer på grunn av mirakler som jeg har sett.
Woman was raised from the dead in my village.
Någon har sett en kvinna som blev uppväckt från
döden. I saw the blind eye begin to see. Cancer was disappeared.
Kräft försvant.
We need to demonstrate the gospel.
Vi måste demonstrera evangeliet.
And he says that I have made the Gentiles obey Christ.
Jag har fått hedningarna till att adlyda Kristus.
I have fully preached the gospel.
Jag har förkynt hela evangeliet.
By the power of the Spirit of God.
Med kraften I helgon.
But I didn't build another man's foundation.
Men jag har inte vill inte bygga på ett annat människas grundlag.
People from other churches.
Jag vill inte ta människor från andra
kyrkor. I went to where Christ was not named.
Jag ville förkynna där Kristus inte var
nämnd. And I could build upon a foundation where there was never a Christian before.
Så jag kunde förkynna på ett fundament där inte var kristna
förr. That is the gospel.
Det är evangeliet.
These are some of the ethnic groups in China.
Detta forskjellige etniske grupper I Kina.
We have Tibetans and Uyghurs and Hui's and Mongolians and so many.
Her har du tibetaner, du har Uyghurene, hva heter det på norsk? Uigurene selvfølgelig, også Hui, Miao og så videre.
Miao's have heard the gospel. Most of the Tibetans and Uyghurs and Hui's who are Muslims have not heard the gospel.
Mange fra Miao-folket har hørt evangeliet, men Uigurene, tibetanere, der får de, mangler vi fortsatt
Most
mye.
Most of the Mongolians have not heard the gospel.
Mange mongolere har enda ikke hørt evangeliet.
But in China, even foreigners are very effective in witnessing to the minorities. The government doesn't care. They'd rather have them be a Christian than
men
be a terrorist and a Muslim.
I Kina kan hvem som helst gå inn og forkynne evangeliet for noe av disse her sånn. Kina bryr seg ikke om disse minoritetene I det hele tatt.
Many missionaries get the Jesus film, get a projector, get a computer, go in the mountains, plug it in, show them the Jesus film. They can't even speak Chinese.
Mange tar med seg Jesus-filmen uten å kunne snakke kinesisk I det hele tatt, så bare plugger de inn I kontakten og viser filmen til dem.
And the government says, thank you, thank you.
Og myndighetene sier, tusen takk.
At least they're not going to be terrorists.
Da blir de ikke terrorister, sier de når de blir frelst.
Christians are not terrorists.
En del andre, de blir jo terrorister.
You can reach them. God said to... John in the book of Revelation, you must prophesy again to many peoples, many languages, many nations, and many kings.
Så Gud sa til Johannes, du skal profetere igjen til mange folkegrupper, nationer, språk og så videre.
We have many ethnic linguistic groups in China.
Vi har en hel rad med ulike språkgrupper og etniske grupper I Kina.
85 million people, they don't really speak Chinese well.
85 millioner mennesker I Kina snakker ikke kinesisk.
But some are very open for the gospel.
Men de veldig åpne for evangeliet.
India has over 1,000 different groups.
India har over 1,000 ulike slike grupper.
There's persecution, but India also is seeing a great harvest.
Det forfølgelse der, men de ser også en stor innhøstning.
These are the nations in Indochina.
Her har du områder I Indokina, som det heter I gamle dager.
Pastor Eric's going to go to Cambodia.
Jeg reiser til Kambodsja på mandag.
And we have Vietnam, and we have Laos, and all these nations in Indochina.
Vietnam, Laos, og andre av disse landene her, som der man var en del av Indokina før.
I minister all the time, just this last week, to Vietnam on Zoom conferences.
Vi tjenestegjør her hele tiden. Han var senest her om dagen på et Zoom-møte I Vietnam.
And then you have Southeast Asia and the Philippines.
Og det Sørøst-Asia, Filippinene.
Some of these are very open for missionaries to go.
Flere av disse åpne for misjonærer å reise.
But there's still many needs. They have terrorists, they have poverty, they have false religions.
Men fortsatt mange behov. De har terrorister, de har falske religioner, de har fattigdom og så videre.
And this is part of our mission field of China.
Og det her en del av Kinas misjonsfelt.
Indonesia is the largest Muslim nation in the world.
Indonesia den største muslimske nasjonen I verden.
Yet they say 15-20% are Christians.
Men de sier at 15-20% her kristne.
One church, Pastor Nico of Bethany in Jakarta, has 250,000 people in his church, divided in many locations.
Pastor Nico I Jakarta, de har 250,000 mennesker I sin menighet, fordelt på forskjellige steder.
But still, many have not been reached.
Allikevel er det mange som ikke nådd.
And these nations bordering on the Sea of Japan, like Korea and the Japanese.
Og du har disse som både Korea og Japan.
North Korea is a hardened, not the crack now, but it's going to be cracked someday.
Nordkorea en vanskelig nøtt å knekke, men den kommer til å bli tatt.
And even Japan, we're seeing a fresh move of God.
Selv I Japan ser vi en frisk bevegelse av Gud.
We have several missionaries and churches in Japan.
Flere missionærer og arbeid som foregår der.
And all these nations of Central Asia.
Og så har du disse sentralasiatiske landene.
You know, like Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan. These places, you can go. We can go. The Chinese can go.
Du har Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan. Det her steder man kan reise til.
And even Australia, is an unevangelized nation.
Till och med Australien är ett sted som manglar mycket som
inte har blivit evangeliserat.
Det trengs missionärer där också.
They need the Holy Spirit.
De trenger en helig ånd.
I live in Hong Kong. We have over 7 million people.
Hong Kong, 7 miljoner människor. Over det.
But we're now seeing the gospel preach.
Men nå ser vi evangeliet förkynnas.
And Hong Kong, Macau are the gateways into China.
Vi ser att både Hong Kong och Macau är såna porter in I Kina.
Year we have many people from China come to Hong Kong to receive training.
Vi har mängder som kommer till Hong Kong för att bli tränat.
This was a large group. They were to be in one of the convention centers in Hong Kong.
Här var vi på ett stort konferenscenter I Hong Kong.
But this was several years ago that we expected 1,000 people to come.
Vi hade för några år sedan vi förväntade 1,000 som kom.
But the police told us that they would be there. They said we're going to be there. Be careful what you say.
Men politiet sa vi kommer att vara där och övervaka dere, så var försiktig med vad dere säger.
So for the safety of the Chinese from China, we had it in our church.
Så för säkerhets skull så hade vi det I kyrkan vår.
And we have a large church and can seat many people.
Vi har en svår kyrka som kan ha rum för många.
Two services on Sunday and they're all packed out like this.
Vi har två gudstjänster på söndagarna och alla är fullsmockade som så här.
A movie theater.
Det är en gammal ombyggd kino.
And but we said only about 350 from China could come in because we don't want them to have problems with the police.
Så vi ville bara ha 350 från Kina som kunde komma för att vi ville inte få problem med myndigheterna.
This was from Wuhan where the virus began.
Det här är ledare från Wuhan där detta covid-viruset kom från.
They went out and passed out face masks and medications and prayed for the people and saw many healed.
De var tidigt ut och delte ut ansiktsmasker och bad för sjuka.
But they also faced persecution for this.
Men de fick också massa förföljelse på grund av det.
This is a recent meeting. We had 6,000 people. Most came from China.
Det här är ett nyligt möte där vi hade 6,000 människor på mötet där som mesteparten från Kina.
The mainland.
Ja, från huvudlandet eller huvudkina.
Another meeting. We're training 300 people here in this meeting.
Här är en träning som vi hade 300 eller ledare som vi undervisade.
This pastor, he was then 103 years old. He lived to be 105 years old and just died a few months ago.
Han var 103 år här sån och han blev 105 och dödde 2021.
We never retire in China.
Vi går aldrig av med pension I Kina.
Keep on going as long as we can.
Vi jobbar så länge vi kan.
When I was young, it was the time of the Cold War.
När jag levde så var det den kalla krigens period.
And many nations were under communism.
Och många nationer var under kommunismen.
See, all the red was under communism.
Allt det röda här som var under kommunistisk
styre. But now there's only 5 nations under communism.
Men är det bara 5 länder igen som är under detta regime?
With China, Cuba, Laos, Vietnam and Korea.
Kina, Kuba, Laos, Vietnam och Korea.
And with the exception of Korea, they're all open.
Men det är öppet undantag Nordkorea.
You can go to all of these nations.
Du kan resa I alla dessa länder.
You can go and share Christ with them.
Du kan dela Kristus med dem.
But sometimes you can go and learn from them.
Och du kan också lära lite av dem.
They can be your teachers.
De kan vara dina lärare.
They've been through the furnace of affliction.
För de har varit genom prövelsens
eld. They can teach you how to pray.
De kan lära dig hur du ber.
They can teach you how to hear the voice of God.
Hur du hör Guds röst.
They can teach you how to live for Christ in difficult situations.
Och hur du lever för Kristus I vanskliga förhåll.
Jesus said to the church at Philadelphia, "I've set before you an open door, and no man can shut it."
Jesus sa till menigheten I Philadelphia, "Jag har satt en öppen dörr för dig som ingen kan stänga."
Now is the time of the open door.
Nå är en öppen dörrs tid kommet.
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 16, "There's a great and effectual door that's open to me, but there's many adversaries."
Paulus säger I 1 Corinthians 16 att det är en dörr som är öppnat mig för evangeliet.
There will always be problems.
Det vill alltid vara problem.
These are some of the government policies that came to China just a few years ago.
Detta är en del av de reglerna som vi blev pålagt I Kina för några år sedan.
All house churches must register.
Alla husmenigheter måste registrera sig.
But they will not let you register.
Men de lät dig inte registrera.
We want to, but they don't let us register.
Selv om vi ville så fick du inte lov.
They said it's illegal to preach religion to any young person in the communist youth league.
Det är olovligt att förkynna religion till någon unga människor I det kommunistiska partiet.
It's not true for other young people, but if you're a communist youth league, you shouldn't preach to them.
Det är inte alls för de andra, men visst du är I det kommunistiska partiet så du inte låta förkynna för dem.
So you need to get them saved before they join the communist.
Så de måste bli frälst för de måste sända I kommunistpartiet.
Then they can infiltrate it.
Och då kan de vara där som och infiltrera.
They said all people under 18 years old cannot attend any church and Sunday school is illegal.
De sa alla under 18 är förbjudet och till att gå I kyrka och söndagsskola är olovligt.
So you train your own children, maybe the neighbor's children, maybe that neighbor's children come
so
to my house.
Så du tränar dina egna barn och kanske nabons barn och kanske nabons barn igen.
There's always ways to get around these
For
rules.
Det alltid måter att komma sig runt reglerna på.
In many parts of China the crosses have been removed.
I mange deler av Kina så har korset på kirkebygget blitt tatt bort.
Big churches have been destroyed.
Og hundrevis av kirkebygg har også blitt ødelagt. Men det bra.
Then we go into more homes.
For da sprer vi oss I hjemmene.
We scatter out.
Vi sprer oss
utover. We have more small groups.
Og jobber I små grupper.
We train more leaders.
For å lage enda flere ledere.
Because we need more leaders for more churches.
Vi trenger flere ledere for flere
menigheter. So they knock down the church, that makes the church grow.
Så når de river ned kirkebyggene, så vokser kirkene.
The church is not the building.
For kirken ikke bygget.
The church is the people that love Jesus.
Det folket som elsker Jesus.
Some of the churches have to place the picture of Chairman Mao and President Xi in the front of the church.
Noen kirker der måtte de plassere altså bildet av både president Xi og Mao foran I kirken.
And then they say once a month let the communists come and give you a lecture.
Og så sier de en gang I måneden så må kommunistene komme her sånn og ha en undervisning I menigheten.
But I said no problem.
Men de sa,
I've trained my people. I've trained my people. They know the word of God.
Jeg trener folket mitt.
They know what the communists said is not true.
De vet at det kommunistene sier det ikke sant.
The pictures are there because we can pray for them.
Och bilder där så vi kan be för dem.
Lord, save President Xi.
Ja herre, fräls president Xi.
So it's good to have the president's picture in the church.
Det är gott att ha presidentens gott att ha presidentens bild I kyrkan.
They have a message. Ai guo, ai jiao, ai means love. Love the country and love the religion.
De har ett budskap som heter älsk nationen, älsk religionen.
Which means that the country, which means the Communist Party, must be number one.
Når de sier nasjonen, så mener de kommunistpartiet som nummer
en. So you have to face a challenge. Will you take up your cross?
Så du står I en utfordring der du må ta opp korset og virkelig vite hvordan du skal håndtere deg, være forberedt på forfølgelse.
Some places they brainwashed the young people and made them renounce their faith and even deny their parents if their parents are Christians.
Noen steder så holder man på med hjernevasking av unge og der de må fornekte sin tro og der man jobber imot foreldrene.
How would your young people be able to do in that situation?
Hvordan vil deres unge være forberedt på en sånn situasjon?
So that's why even young people suffer.
Og derfor må altså lider også unge mennesker.
And now it's not easy for foreigners to deliver Bibles like we did before.
Nå det ikke enkelt å levere bibler sånn som vi pleide å gjøre.
That's true in many nations.
Og det sant I mange nasjoner.
But if you have a phone, you can get all the translations of the Bible in the world.
Men har du en telefon, så kan du ha all verdens oversettelser der.
And also, some of the Bibles, even printed by the Amnesty, have been confiscated and destroyed.
Og til og med bibler, om de trykket på Amnesty Press, som ligger I Kina, så blir de brent og ødelagt.
But recently we paid some money to a communist official, and we got 4,000 Bibles that were to be destroyed. We gave him the money, he gave us the Bibles.
Men for en tid siden så gav vi penger til en av de som var ansvarlig for å brenne de, og fikk kjøpt ut 4,000 bøker.
The Holy Spirit tells us what to do.
For den hellige ånd lærer oss hvordan vi skal gripe saken.
They don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't know what we're doing.
De har ikke den hellige ånd, så de vet ikke hva vi driver med.
And there's many Bible schools that have been closed down.
Masse bibelskoler som stenges ned for tiden.
But we then teach the people online.
Men da underviser vi online isteden.
There's many spies that have been sent even to Europe.
Og det mange spioner som har blitt sendt ut også til Europa.
But you have the word
of knowledge. You know the spies. Men dere har kunnskapens ord. Dere kan avsløre spionene.
Convert them and train them to be a double spy to go back and spy for the Christians.
Omvendt blir dobbeltspioner og kan spionere på sitt eget land isteden.
There's been some reports that they will print a new Bible, but we haven't seen that yet.
Det har vært en rapport om at det har vært trykket nye bibler. Det en ny oversettelse, men det har vi ikke sett noe ting til
så langt. There is truly revival, though there's persecution.
Det vekkelse, og forfølgelse går hånd I hånd.
I just showed you a video of the house church many, many years ago.
Du så bildet av husmenigheten for mange år siden.
But now we have revival in the house church and the official church.
Nå har vi vekkelse både I husmenighetene og I den offisielle kirke.
This is a house church that built their own building.
Dette en husmenighet som bygde sitt eget bygg.
And I got there just before 9 o'clock.
Jeg kom der rett før klokka var 9.
And they said, Pastor, we want you to preach.
Og de sa, Pastor, du må preke.
I said, how long?
Hvor lenge da, sa jeg.
At least until 12:30.
Ja, du må I hvert fall snakke til halv ett. Så jeg prekte til halv ett.
And then we took a break and had lunch.
Så hadde vi en kort lunch.
But only 30 minutes.
Bare 30 minutter.
And then they said, we're going to have a meeting in the afternoon.
Og så har vi et ettermiddagsmøte.
So you preach from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Der du preker fra 1 til 4.
So I preached like 8 hours that one day.
Så det var 8 timers preken den dagen.
I love to preach the gospel.
Jeg elsker å forkynne evangeliet.
And then we, of course, every hour or so we'd stop and pray for the people.
Og så stopper vi innimellom og ber for folk.
Receive healing, receive the Holy Spirit.
At de skal få ta imot helbredelse og
åndsmakt. I went to this church in Fujian. It's a population of 1.25 million people.
Fujian, den har altså en befolkning på 1,2 millioner mennesker.
The city is called Fujing. Fujing.
Det heter Fujing.
And the police told me out of this city of 1.25 million people, 300,000 are Christians.
Och politiet fortalte han att I denna byn på 1,2 miljoner människor så är det 300,000 som är kristna.
24% of the population.
Det 24% av befolkningen.
And I went to this church to share called the House of Praise.
Det var i denne, en annen menighet og forkynte det. Det heter Lovprisningens hus.
They rented a huge modern shopping mall and they were meeting on the ground floor.
De møttes i et kjøpesenter.
And the church has 1,000 people.
Og det 1,000 medlemmer.
And they were so hungry for the Holy Spirit and for revival.
De var så sultne etter den hellige ånd og vekkelsen.
And they had many choirs, many young people.
Kor, flere kor der med unge mennesker.
So of course they're breaking the law.
Så de bryter jo loven.
They're being persecuted.
De blir forfulgt.
So what?
Men så
hva? That's what Christians are able to do.
Det det kristne kan.
They could take the cross off the church, but the cross is in my heart.
De kan ta korset ned av kirken, men de tar ikke korset ut av hjertet mitt.
And there's so many young people now.
Og det så mye unge mennesker.
You've heard about the Ashbury revival.
Dere har hørt kanskje om
Ashbury-vekkelsen. It's happening even in Hong Kong.
Ja, og den også I Hong Kong.
A few weeks ago, thousands of the young people went to a stadium just to worship God for hours and hours and hours.
Bare for noen uker siden så var man samlet I et stort stadion for å tilbe Gud I timesvis.
Nobody preaching, but just worshiping God.
Ingen som prekte, man bare tilba Gud.
And many came forth and they repented and confessed of their sins.
Allikevel var det mange som kom frem og omvendte seg og bekjente sine synder.
And they began to pray for the sick and see them healed.
Og de ba for syke og mange ble helbredet.
Many of our young people have seen Jesus and seen visions.
Mange av våre unge har sett Jesus og sett visjoner.
God set his Holy Spirit upon the youth.
Gud sender sin ånd over jorda.
This is an adult choir.
Her et voksenkor.
A lot of young people.
Barnekor igjen.
And here I'm sharing the word with them.
Her preker jeg.
And after that we pray for them to receive the anointing and be healed. And they are now sending out missionaries.
Så sender de misjonærer igjen.
This in Chinese says, Yesu Aini, that means Jesus loves you.
Her står det, Yesu Aini, som betyr Jesus elsker deg.
This is on the main street of a main city.
Dette en reklame på en hovedgate.
These are some of the leaders of the church.
Her det noen av menighetens ledere.
Every year we have training conferences in Europe.
Hvert år så har vi undervisningskonferanser I Europa.
We just had one a few months ago in Liverpool in England.
Vi var I Liverpool England for en stund siden.
We had one in Frankfurt.
Vi hadde en I Frankfurt.
This is the head of Avazet, the mission that Brother Yunus.
Ja, Valdemar Zadochuk.
And so he's helped Brother Yun very much.
Det han som startet AVC, Valdemar Zadochuk.
Son-in-law and my daughter.
Så svigersønn hans og dattera.
And my daughter is leading the worship.
Der leder hun lovsang.
And this is Brother Yun with Heidi Baker.
Broder Yun med Heidi Baker.
And my daughter, because we invited Heidi Baker to come to share the word.
I was there with you guys.
Yeah, you were there, that's right. And so my daughter is interpreting for him.
Så dattera hans som oversetter for Heidi Baker.
I just spoke to my wife and she said my daughter's going to fly to America next week.
Jeg snakket akkurat med kona mi I stad, og kona datteren min på vei til USA neste uke.
Her daughter is going to have a baby girl.
For at hennes datter igjen skal få en datter.
She already has a baby son.
Hun har en sønn allerede.
And he's my great grandson.
Så det barnebarnet mitt.
Now I'm going to have a great granddaughter.
Så nå får hun en jente også, en gutt og en
jente. And I'm so excited.
Så jeg veldig begeistret.
Another generation to take up my mantle.
En ny generasjon som kan ta videre min mantel.
And these are some of the leaders of the Chinese churches throughout Europe.
Dette noen av lederne gjennom de kinesiske menigheten I Europa.
860 people all together for that conference.
860 mennesker på konferansen der.
A pastor from England brought a large delegation.
Pastor fra England som tok med så mange kinesere.
And we had our last one, of course, in England.
Den siste konferansen vår hadde vi I England.
And my theme is that back to Jerusalem, that is the vision, to take the gospel back to Jerusalem.
Og tema tilbake til Jerusalem og bringe evangeliet tilbake til Jerusalem.
But that'll be the final stop.
Men det jo endestasjon.
They're going to minister all the nations between Israel and Jerusalem, including Europe.
De vil forkynne til alle nasjoner mellom disse områdene, inklusiv Europa.
People, many children.
Her var barna var
These are the children that are singing. Future church in Europe.
Där har du framtidens menighet I Europa.
Okay, they have this road belt initiative.
De har detta som de kallar Belt and Road initiativet. Kina har det som en sån stor ambition som nation.
Trading route by the Chinese government.
Och där att upprätta gamla handelsrute för den kinesiska regeringen.
China is developing economic relations with many many nations.
Där man utvecklar alltså ekonomiska relationer mellan många många olika nationer.
Some people don't like that, think the Chinese is going to make them in debt.
Det många som inte liker detta här för att man upplever att Kina på något sätt sätter sig I gäld. Men detta vill vara möjligheter för evangeliet att gå fram. För Kina har på något sätt plats I alla dessa nationer.
See, I only have 1 minute left.
Bara 1 minut igen.
I'm going to show you the video I showed the other night about the vision to take the gospel back to Jerusalem from the Chinese.
Vise en liten film som avslutning.
Okay, let me just see. Okay, let me just start this up. This is a video that they prepared many, many years ago.
Det en film man lagde for noen år siden.
And it's a group that every year they go from China to Jerusalem.
De går fra Kina til Jerusalem.
So God chose China.
Gud valgte Kina.
It's called the country of God.
Guds land.
Shenzhou is the country of God. They say the Holy Spirit is moving.
Den hellige ånd beveger seg.
And from the temple of heaven to the bird's nest, which is in Beijing.
Fra temple of heaven, altså himmelens tempel, til bird's nest, som
Olympiastadion. The Holy Spirit is filling all of China. Holy Spirit is filling China.
Hellige ånd kommer i Kina.
They're on the Great Wall praying and blowing the shofar.
På den store muren på Vestmuren og så på muren.
And here they are in Tiananmen at the 60th anniversary.
Kinas 60 års jubileum.
And you can see the cross is in China.
Du ser her korset midt i byen.
Christ has the power of China.
Kristus har kraften i Kina.
They're writing the Bible on the silk screen.
De skriver altså Bibelen på sånn silkeduk.
And here they're having gospel concerts in many major cities in China.
Ja, evangeliske presentasjoner på mange steder.
They have skits and performances and concerts.
Ulike dramaer, konserter.
Here in Kunming in the gymnasium they have a Christian concert.
I Kunming så har de en opptreden.
Northeast China had 10,000 Christians meeting out in the open.
10,000 kristne som var med på dette.
The destiny of the Chinese people is to take the gospel back to Jerusalem.
Meningen at kineserne skal bringe evangeliet tilbake til Jerusalem fra alle kanter.
Because 2/3 of the world's population live in Asia.
2/3 av verdens befolkning bor i Asia.
Back in 1935 God gave this baptism vision to the Chinese house church.
I 1935 så fikk man denne visjonen til husmenigheten.
These are two of the people. They died a long time ago.
Dette var de to som fikk det opprinnelig.
But the doors closed when communism took over China in 1949.
Men så kom kommunismen 1949 og stengte alle dører.
But they traveled to the Muslim parts of China. Many were martyred.
Man reiste til muslimske områder i Kina. Mange ble martyrer.
Because they wanted to be a part of this gospel Silk Road vision.
For man skal være med og forkynne evangeliet på disse silkeveiene.
There were six groups that went out. They went over 8,000 kilometers.
8,000 kilometer.
They planted many churches.
Planta mange menigheter.
But many were martyred for Christ.
Men mange døde også.
But they have the same vision.
Men samme visjon der enda.
To take the gospel back to Jerusalem.
For å ta evangeliet tilbake til Jerusalem.
From the Great Wall of China to the Weeping Wall of Jerusalem.
Fra Kinas mur til Jerusalems mur.
So they begin Xi'an in the western part of China.
Så man begynte i Xi'an i vest.
That's the beginning of the Silk Road.
Det var begynnelsen av Silkeveien.
And here they're going into Urumqi, which is in Xinjiang.
Og så går de til Urumqi i Xinjiang.
Lanzhou is another big city in the west.
Andre store byer i vesten.
And then they go to the Great Wall. This is the western part.
Dette her vestlige delen av muren i
they
Kina.
They blow the shofar.
Blåser de shofarer.
And then they cross over out of China into the Middle Eastern nations.
Ut av Kina inn i Midtøsten.
They're Dunhuang, where Buddhism came into China.
Der buddhismen kom inn til Kina.
They have a Jew from Kaifeng, a Chinese Jew that's with them.
De hade en kinesisk jøde fra Kaifeng som var med dem.
Chinese Jews in China.
Det är kinesiske jøder I Kina.
Now they've gone over into the other nations.
Har de kommit över I andra nationer?
The old lady, she's passed away, was one of the original back to Jerusalem people.
Hon är äldre damen, hon var en av de upprinnliga tillbaka till Jerusalem.
Prayed for them.
Hon bad för dem.
And now they've gone over. Building the altar in Uzbekistan.
Var de med att bygga ett altar I Uzbekistan?
They're meeting with the sons of Ishmael, the Muslims.
Här möter de med Ismaels söner,
muslimerna. They're in Iran.
Iran.
Meeting with the Iranian people.
Och I Turkiet.
Praying for them and blessing them.
Be för dem, välsigna dem.
They go to Turkey.
Turkiet, ja.
Then from Istanbul they call over, cross over into Palestine, into Israel.
Man krysser Bosporusstredet från Asia till från Europa till Asia.
They're singing a song. The river of life is flowing out from us into all of these nations.
Livet selv flyter fra oss til alle nasjonene.
This is one of the house church songs.
Det en av husmenighetens sanger.
And there was a man on the left is a Chinese Jew. The man on the right is an Arab that believed in Jesus.
Han til venstre kinesisk jøde. Han andre araber som tror på Jesus.
The descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac. Are one.
Så Isak och Ismaels avkom är ett.
And now they're back in Jerusalem.
Så är de tillbaka I Jerusalem.
Joppa, where Peter received his vision.
Genom Joppa.
On the Sea of Galilee.
Genesaret sjön.
They said, "We've come home."
Vi har kommit hem, sa de.
We're back in Israel.
Vi är tillbaka I Israel.
We're going to see the Jews and the Arabs and the Palestinians know Jesus and turn to God.
Vi ska se judar, palestinare och araber kommer till tro.
They say, "Jesus, welcome you to come."
Jesus, vi önskar dig välkommen.
So that's the vision of the China church.
Där har du visionen till menigheten I Kina.
God bless you.
Gud välsigne dig. Tack ska du ha.